Racist Jews Force Gentiles into Race Hate by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Friday, March 10th, 2017. Let's not forget something. The Jews have been parasitizing and attacking all Gentiles for thousands of years. It doesn't matter what race one falls under. The Jews are a global element that has destroyed all Gentile races. Even the races who seem more successful today have been mercilessly massacred by the Jews and many others. To save themselves from being found out, the Jews created endless, non-necessary racism amongst Gentiles. This is all hard-coded in the Torah, same as it is for the attempts to mix all races into one culture. Dr. Tony Martin, who is a Black African Caribbean, mentioned that there is a curse on Ham, supposedly the progenitor of black people in the Bible, and that they are damned eternally to be cursed. Of course, the Jews followed this and owned 90% of the slave ships. They were the bringers and marketers of the slaves, same as other rotten Christian Africans who decided to sell their own for a quick buck. And then lastly, some stupid white goyim that wanted to buy slaves. What I am trying to say is, look from where it begins. If we only look where it ends, we are on the level that the Jews want us to be. And if one is being ignorant, any infection that ends up in death has to be located before it causes this. When death draws close, it's too late, and it is not useful to look at corpses. It is better to just find it on the beginning stage and treat it. What the Jews start to corrupt, this is what must never happen. From there on, many horrible things will happen between anyone involved. This friction and these attempts to destroy all individuality on earth are the exact causes of strife. The enemy profits from all of this and then lets the goyim, black, white, Asian, Arab, whatever, to fight it out. Europe has had most of its civil warfare between white people who have killed each other, half of each, year after year, for closely 1,000 years. The same thing is ongoing in many other places of the world, even though people are in fact of the same racial families and they should be closer. It is to be remembered, in the Bible, the enemy alien hive labeled as JHVH, Jehovah, says that the races and people have to be scattered on different regions and their languages destroyed. For this reason, you see people that are closely entirely the same, and for bizarre reasons, they have to kill each other out. This is blatantly wrong. Look at what they are doing in Europe. The Jews, like a parasite, stole the leadership of the continent. Then they opened the gates of it after they enslaved the native Europeans into cattle within their own civilization, keeping them asleep on their death song. Now many Jews are going back to Israel or elsewhere and letting the goyim slaves do the fighting, looting, and murdering on their own. What's better than destroying both of your enemies at once? Now, blacks, Arabs, and Europeans will be in the same melting pot, and the Jew will want them to fight it out. All losses and casualties will be welcome to the Jewish agenda that could give a shit less about anyone's life. Of course, this whole thing is overseen by the Jews who will be flying to Israel when this is said and done, but that's all there is to it. The same thing happens in America. Whenever America tries to make some progress in its multiracial terrain, and any balance or understanding is attained, it either goes to these ways: assimilate into a Borg, race-mixed cattle, or civil warfare to kill everyone. For the Jew, there is no in-between, because if there was, they would be thrown into the sea. Check out the Jewish Hollywood, for example. It always makes the Jews look as gods, and now, more obviously than ever, forces it down to whites, blacks, and everyone else involved. All sorts of ideas to fight and kill one another. Cultures and differences are ridiculed, and kikes who portray or have infiltrated either the black, white, or Asian race are actually running the whole game. People are oblivious because they don't know these people are not Gentiles, but actually Jewish mix hybrids. Most of them openly practice Judaism, which should wake up many. All races and everyone in this world that has done things such as have slaves, and all people have done acts that we understand today to be deplorable. What all Gentiles need to have in mind is that when the serpent of consciousness drops in humans, no matter who it is, one is bound into stupidity and chaos. From there, all chaos and problems arise as there is no progress. The Jews attacked all pagan religions for a reason. They attacked all Gentiles. The surviving elements in Europe, Asia, Africa, or elsewhere. These served us all today to regenerate a mass culture and find roots again. Many people have done their part. Lastly, we here are in the court of Satan and the gods of hell. Do not fall into the loops of those who don't know the truth, because, well, you do. In pre-Christian and Muslim times, there was hardly ever religious war documented as such. Maybe people fought for other reasons, especially in the late centuries where the enemy has been massacring civilizations, but never about religion. Religious and cultural warfare came only with the Jews, who caused this because they never had a native culture. Gentiles need to help each other get up rather than destroy them. The enemy always forcibly removes civilization from people. In Europe, the knowledge about meditation and kundalini came in the early 1900s after being buried for closely 2,000 years. Only those who were very lucky or in league with Satan, or in league with the Jews, had the slightest chance to learn anything. The average person knew nothing. Illiteracy was rampant. I am doing a documentary that requires me to look into Africa, and the Jews have massacred this place, same as the native religions, and forcibly replaced them with Christianity. Only few people were to practice in secret. Of course, the major problems why people are having civil war in Africa, well, you guessed it, are Islam and Christianity. Tibet has also been massacred, especially in the last 6 decades. China had communism, which destroyed its steep spiritual foundations, and the enemy has made these bleed early on by Buddhism. Then the Islamics have went on onslaught rampage against India as well. Who hides behind all of this? All of us know. All of us here are the most dangerous to the enemy because we know and apply the truth. On one hand, none of the failure mind tricks of the enemy work. On the other hand, all of us here work in mutual respect and with higher aims for Gentile humanity as a whole, our own people included. We are indestructible, and we are immunized to the cancers of the enemy. Therefore, the enemy knows that if more people become like us, there will be no more infighting and all wars will cease. We simply know how it goes. Good person, to good race, many good persons, to good races, to good humanity. It cannot go in any other formula, because if the enemy gets their way, all individuality and ability to advance in any serious way, same as any purpose for the betterment of the world, would be completely lost. All that would have remained is a cattle that has zero identity past culture, let alone any serious power to do anything, since people will be extremely divided to manage. Look on how the enemy mixes cultures and creates strife, and these cultures then have grudges, and therefore fight it out instead of fighting the enemy. This is an ancient trick. The Jew packs the first punch, and the Jew runs away while the Goyim fight it out. Unless we are talking for a serious war against these beings who created all of this, of course. Teach others what you know from safe and effective grounds, and others will flow on their own. When people see what has been done to them by the Jews, as we have seen, then this revolution by knowledge will take the forms required to save everyone from this. Humanity may actually see a golden age again. The golden age was the age of peace, spoken by all ancient cultures, at the time where the gods were physically present on the planet. From these times, the flourishing of all different civilizations was on the high levels. This can happen again by consistent spreading of the truth and rebuilding what has been destroyed. Only this time, the enemy will never have their way again.